Stay tuned for Filipino American Net.
On a rainy Sunday morning.
Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of news from Minnesota, North Dakota, and the Philippines, along with community announcements and a variety of music. For right now, we're going to head over to the Community Announcement Desk. On Saturday, December the 2nd, the Phil Minnesotan Association celebrates its 48th annual Puskong Filipino, which will be taking place at the St. Joseph Catholic Community at 8701 36th Avenue North in New Hope, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Judith at 612-998-5797. And it looks like in the following year, in 2024, the Phil Minnesota Association will also be celebrating the 45th anniversary of their annual presentation of debutantes and escorts. The following Saturday, December the 9th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale, Minnesota, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their Christmas event, Pasko Sanayon, which will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lorna at 612-232-4308. And right now we're going to head over to our news desk. In recent restaurant news in the last couple of months here in the Twin Cities area, We have seen some closings of two of the Filipino restaurants, both in St. Paul, Manila Sizzling Grill and Wok and Calzada. These restaurants, as far as I know, did not close due to the lack of community support, which some people have tried to portray as potentially an aspect as to why yet another and another Filipino restaurant establishment has closed in the Twin Cities. Manila closed, from my knowledge, partially due to one of the owner's wife, who is a nurse, formerly locally, but more in the Bay Area as of now, and been there for a year or so, trying to make the family whole. So it was important for him to be closer to his wife and move closer to where she is working on the West Coast. And in regards to Calzada, which had many rave reviews, even won a Restaurant of the Year award recognition from one of the local publications, even before their first year was up, that their closing may have been due to high rent from what I've heard, or the owners did own three restaurants at one point: Calzada, Cafe Astoria, which is open, and Stella Bella, which is connected to Cafe Astoria, and that, I recently found out, had also closed as well. It does look like at Cafe Astoria that in the evening time, they are serving Italian dishes as of late. They generally aren't open during the dinner hour, so it looks like the owners of Cafe Astoria, that which owned Cafe, or sorry, Stella Bella and Calzada, are still trying to get their footing in regards to what they're trying to present out there in regards to their food palette to the community outside of the crepes and coffee and other dishes that they serve at Cafe Astoria. But as of late, in the St. Cloud area, a new restaurant has opened up that has a Filipino and Thai spin. And this comes from CBSNews.com. What was once a Thai restaurant at Sawadee's in downtown St. Cloud has since become Oroy, a home to traditional Thai and Filipino flavors. Co-owners Adrian Donnell and Annie Meyer both previously worked at Sawadee, but it wasn't until COVID that they stopped and thought about what they wanted. The pandemic happened. Once that happened, and us having to sit at home and chill for a bit, it really made us reflect on our lives and wanted to figure out what the next step was, said Donnell. What was the next step was buying the building that hosts Sawadee's. The building ended up being publicly for sale, and we ended up buying the building in January 2022, Donnell said. And we ran the restaurant at Sawadee's for about 3 or 4 months and then started to full remodel for Oroy in June 2022. And the rest is history. The co-owners draw on Donnell's Filipino heritage for recipes and a little help teaching to the staff. I think it's like 2 weeks before we even opened. I'm like ready to rip all my hair out. I called my mom, and 3 days before we actually opened the door, she came to the rescue, Donnell admitted. She came in, taught everybody, that also made us make every single dish that was on the menu so she could taste test everything and give it her stamp of approval. After that, Donnell and Meyer felt they needed to pay tribute and named one of the dishes after Donnell's mother, Benada. Some of the recipes that you'll find at Oroy are traditional family recipes. They definitely was the chicken adobo and the pancit. So I did not alter those whatsoever. Those are family recipes. They are specifically from my mother's mouth. It is exactly what she taught me when I was younger, and we were cooking for the entire family. They said that although the Filipino and Thai foods are similar, there are some notable differences. What I noticed with Thai food and then Filipino food is that it is similar but different. So same layers for flavors when it comes to having something savory, salty, sweet, Donnell explained. But then Thai food is a lot more spicy versus Filipino food. It's typically on the more salty, mild side. I don't think people realize how much of an art form Asian cooking is. But Arroy is more than just a restaurant. Donnell and Meyer really want to cultivate the space into something more. I think we also create a space for Filipino people in the area, Donnell said. So what was really important to us with opening the restaurant wasn't only to just create a safe space for Filipino people and Thai people and Asian people in general, but also create a safe space for our queer community here. We are married. Everyone knows that we're not just partners. We're not just owners. We are actually married, and we decided to put a rainbow flag on the window. Let's make it more of us known so the community. This is what we are. This is what we stand for, she added. Now the restaurant hosts drag brunches and artist showcases to highlight St. Cloud's queer community. I think it's really wild thing is that we're more than just a restaurant, which I didn't think in the beginning that would be possible. We're doing so much in our space, said Meyer. And for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from an artist that grew up in Ohio and gained fame in the Philippines. And the name of this artist is Sam Milby with his track Hindi Kita Liwan.
Iiyak ka na naman, mahal. Lagi na lang ikay nasasaktan. Sabi niya, di ka iiwanan. Ikaw ay labi ko, kayo'y nagkalayo. Sasaktan kung pwede lang naman sa akin ka na lang. Hindi kita iiwan, hindi papabayaan. Sa akin ay hindi ka iiyak na kahit minsan. Hindi kita iiwan, hindi papabayaan. Hinding-hindi sasaktan o akin ka na lang. Hindi kita iiwan. Lahat ay gagawin pag ika'y napasa akin. Lahat ng utos mo ay aking susundin. Saan? Mahal sana naman sa akin ka na lang. Hindi kita iiwan, hindi papapayaan. Sa akin ay hindi ka iiyak na kahit minsan. Hindi kita iiwan, hindi papapayaan. Hinding-hindi sasaktan o akin ka na lang. Hindi kita iiwan. Akin ka na lang. Sasaktan o akin ka na lang. Hindi kita
again was Sam Milby with Hindi Kita Iwan. And for those who don't know, I believe Sam Milby is the boyfriend of a former Miss Universe, Katarina Gray, who was also one of the co-hosts of last night's Miss Universe pageant. And this year, it looks like Miss Philippines made it within the top 15, from what I can recollect. But she did not make it in the top 5. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from NBCNews.com. A powerful undersea earthquake shook the southern Philippines on Friday, causing ceilings in shopping malls to plunge to the ground as shoppers screamed. There were no immediate reports of injuries and no tsunami warnings was in effect. The magnitude 6.7 quake was located about 15 miles from Burias in the southern tip of the Philippines, the U.S. Geological Survey said. It was centered at a depth of 48 miles, it said. Videos posted on social media showed ceilings falling at two large malls as pillars swayed and people cowered and shouted in fear. The SM City General Santos Mall and Robinson General Santos Mall announced temporary closures. There were no reports of injuries. The Presidential Palace said Ferdinand Marcos instructed the government agencies to ensure the safety and well-being of everyone affected by the quake. The Philippines experiences regular earthquakes and volcanic eruption due to its location on the Pacific's Ring of Fire, an arc of semi-seismic faults around the ocean. And that was from the NBCNews.com. So again, to our listeners, you're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities. We can also be heard online at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. And you can also find us via the Google app and on the Apple Store by looking over the KFEI app. And this comes from CNN.com. The Philippines has banned for life an American traveler whom it accused of writing profane words on a digital immigration form and being rude to immigration officers. Anthony Lawrence, 34, was refused entry and put on a blacklist permanently following his allegedly disrespectful behavior, the Philippine Bureau of Immigration Commissioner Norman Tansigio said in a statement last week. Lawrence had flown into Ninoy Aquino International Airport in the capital city of Manila from Bangkok, Thailand via an Air Asia flight on November 7th, according to the statement. According to Philippine authorities, upon his arrival, he allegedly showed disdain toward one immigration officer, and when he was reminded to fill out an online travel form and toss his passport and mobile phone at another. Lawrence, who told CNN he is a property investor who lives in the country intermittently, disputes the immigration authorities' account. Immigration Commissioner Tansiago said in his statement that after verifying Lawrence's information in our system, the officers discovered that the passenger had keyed in a made-up address in the Philippines, did not include his full name, and had put profane words in his entry. He added that the immigration officer had been advised to exercise maximum tolerance, but the foreign national had overstepped his boundaries. Such behavior is not only disrespectful, but also undermines the efficiency of the system, the commissioner said. Our agency is committed to ensuring a seamless experience to traveling public. We expect all individuals to conduct themselves with respect and adhere to the established procedures. Any violations of these procedures will be dealt with firmly, he added. But Lawrence disputes that account, telling CNN that he had neither thrown anything nor raised his voice during the incident. He said that he had sought help from the immigration officers, but was turned away when he could not get to the trial form on his phone to work correctly. He said he had made 3 failed attempts to fill out the form, then became frustrated and entered incorrect information in a bid to quickly get through immigration for his connecting flight to Cebu, and then on the attempt, the application went through. He did not respond to CNN's questions about what he wrote on the form and whether it included any profanities, but he said, "I immediately apologized, and the immigration officer wasn't interested. I even handwrote an apology to the immigration officer, which he wasn't interested in as well," Lawrence said. Lawrence said that the Philippines authorities had overacted and accused them of depriving him due process, adding that he was not given any official document informing him of the ban. "In fact, I learned much of the government's position from the article they published about me and not from them directly," he said, referring to media reports about the encounter. He did not divulge whether he had plans to return to the Philippines, saying only that he would have to divert himself of his property investment there. According to the Immigration Bureau, it has excluded and blacklisted 44 foreign nationals it deemed disrespectful in 2023. For right now, we are going to play a take of The Journey by her from a cappella group, the Philharmonic, featuring Filipino R&B singer JR.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through, felt just like the world just turned its back on you, didn't stop you.
All the times you could have given in and given up, times you didn't know if you were strong enough, still you got through.
Somehow it's all part of the plan, the journey. The journey, the journey.
It's the journey, it's the other you're going to. Going through all the steps, you're gonna make it through. It's the fire. It's a hell of a ride.
All the times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong. And when you're going with your heart, you should go further than you ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's all part of the bigger plan. The journey, the journey, the journey.
Again, that was the Philharmonic featuring JR with their take on The Journey by her. We're going to end the show with some tracks from an artist that was a member of the singing group Kai, one of their original members, AC Lorenzo, who tragically passed away 6 years ago to a heart attack. Here is a medley of AC Lorenzo singing some songs he loved. Stay tuned for sound effects.
I never met a person quite like you. Someone that makes me feel loved. I wanna be the one that you are thinking of, the one that brightens your day. Because of nobody else that can do the things you do. Forever I'll be there for you. So when you feel the need to love, let me be the one you're thinking of. Because I will make it so right. Forever and ever I will always be there for you. Forever and ever I will always be there for you.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
Ang pagsusuri sa inyo ng COVID-19 ay nakakatulong na maiwasan ang pagkalat ng sakit na ito. Ang Kagawaran ng Kalusugan ng Minnesota ay nagre-rekomenda ng pagsusuri kung kayo ay nahantad o kaya ay mayroong mga sintomas. Kung ang pagsusuri sa inyo ay positibo, tumigil po kayo sa bahay, ihiwalay ang sarili at gumamit ng maskara o takip sa mukha sa loob ng 10 araw. Kung ang pagsusuri naman ay negatibo, magpasuri uli pagkatapos ng 2 araw. Makakahingi po kayo ng pagsusuring COVID-19 na libre at ipadadala sa inyong bahay kung pupunta kayo sa covid.gov/tests. Uulitin po natin. covid.gov/tests.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio